Please be aware that the following recording contains strong language. You are listening to the 13th episode of the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery. A series of internationally acclaimed authors have been asked to write short texts lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new audio walk each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. At the end of the year, you will have a collection of new writing to add to the books you already own. This story was written by the Welsh artist Bedr Williams and edited by writer Sally O'Reilly. It was read by Owen Teal. Bedr Williams' most recent publication is Echt 70 Degrees, 2014. Sally O'Reilly is the author of Crude, A Novel in Progress, 2011-2013. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
Bombasto. I'm a small music holder for a trumpet. Unlike other holders that sit further up the trumpet, which is what I'm sure you are picturing right now, I clamp onto the rim of the bell of the instrument. A bell-clamping, lyre-shaped music holder. I wish I wasn't a lyre shape, that I wasn't pretend in that way. A pretend lyre shape? I am a music holder that looks like an instrument that I am not. But I look good. That is to say, I'm smart and I wasn't cheap. I look good grabbing a manuscript on a trumpet in a parade. That's what I do. People see a trumpet, then a face blowing it, then the little piece of paper, and then the lyre shape that is holding the music. They recognize me as a musical shape, as they might recognize the F-hole of a violin. I'm at one with the trumpet, but not, strictly speaking, part of it. I'm looking at my trumpeter walking through this park right now, cheeks inflating and deflating. I've been watching him do this since he was a child, his cheeks getting bigger, holding more air with age. I'm kept along with the trumpet in his bedroom, a bedroom that hasn't changed, save for a strengthening masculine smell, since it was decorated by his father almost 10 years ago. The wallpaper's diagonal lines make the room feel small and oppressive. Trumpets and cornets have come and gone, but I was always unclipped and transferred to the next instrument. As there is seldom a designated space for me in the carrying case, my trumpeter normally squashes me between two red velvety cushions in which, after a while, I make my own impression. I once belonged to his grandfather, who was a gentleman. I travelled around the globe with him and paraded in great cities. One Christmas, when the old man's dementia had become too great a burden for his family, he was put in a care home, and I was handed down to the new trumpeter in the family. The grandfather swore and called his daughter-in-law a rotten, rotten cunt, as I was clipped onto the youngster's cornet. They are playing Bombasto, a marching tune by, I forgot who, but you may well have heard it at the circus. It's sad to say that marching bands don't have the same impact anymore. This morning there are hundreds of people, but few of them even bother to look up. If it weren't for Japanese tourists, we would pass completely unnoticed. From my vantage point, I am a point of stillness in the trumpeter's world, and he moves around me. A big marching pair of bellows, eyes front. It's autumn, and people in the UK are starting to call it the fall. Acorns and sodden twigs don't quite crunch underfoot. A twig gives way some 20 feet above under the weight of a park squirrel. Twig and squirrel fall. It's unlikely the squirrel has ever fallen like this before. Even for him, this is extreme. He paws the air and tries to scratchy hug the nothing through which he descends. He lands on my trumpeter's head. Very neatly, and now I'm a stillness in both their lives, their lines of sight converging at the manuscript above. They are not dissimilar to each other. In fact, the trumpeter's mother, to whom the young man bears the greatest resemblance, looks a lot like a squirrel. She's a friendly but secretly spiteful owner of a flower shop and has tiny feet. In spite of his tumble, the squirrel has not lost his acorn he is clutching between his two hands. Not like a trumpet exactly, but I can't fail to make the connection. The eyes of the animal fix not on the trumpeter, obviously, but on Bombasto. It stops chewing for a moment to study the piece and just slightly adjusts its haunches to stay balanced. It twitches its nose and leaps at the manuscript, which folds in half. Funny, but painful for the trumpeter. He can't see what the squirrel is doing, but he can guess that it has got its head in the cone of the trumpet. His master's years of triple tonguing has given him lightning-fast reactions and, without blinking, he blows an extra loud pop. Louder than anything ever heard. Louder than the terrible blasts his grandfather would blow into the conservatory to scare the old ladies in the care home. The squirrel drops to the floor, disorientated. It slowly zigzags towards the curb. It's hard for a human to empathize with a small creature's pain. Imagining miniature pain is impossible. As a small thing myself, though, I recognize the squirrel's suffering. The little mite is in agony. A shout comes from the trees. It's hard to see from where or to make out what is being shouted. A gouty-looking man in his 50s, wearing a heavy overcoat with an astrakhan hat, gets up from a bench, walks towards the band, and shouts again. "Hey, you big bully!" He squares up to the trumpeter, snatches the trumpet from him and takes the mouthpiece out with a pop and hands the trumpet back. He blows a timid raspberry through it and smiles. From his pocket he produces a catapult, the type used by anglers to fire bait, and quickly places the mouthpiece into the leather sling. He turns to the trumpeter and the other members of the band, who are now crowding around, and says, "This is powerful and accurate." And with that, fires the mouthpiece high into the sky over a passing rental van, over the side of a bridge, and into the river.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the British Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.